Today's daf is Brachos Daf Samach Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Moshe Zucker, L'zecher Nishmas, his father, Rav Naftali ben Rav Shmuel. It's also sponsored by the Chambray family, old friends of ours, L'zecher Nishmas, his grandfather, Yitzchak ben Avram, Isaac Flehinger, and it's also sponsored by Shaki Klar, L'zecher Nishmas, Yente Bas Avram, and by Avishai Newman, L'zecher Nishmas, Chaim Naftali ben Yaakov Shlomo, and Sarah Freda Bas Avram Aryeh, and by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. We thank all of the sponsors so very much for the sponsorship. So we're holding toward the end of Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, where the Gemara is going to tell us, Samach Aleph Amud Beis, where we are at, where are we? Tan Rabbanan, right? I think that, no, at the two dots. Lo Yechal Adam. We're at the two dots, about 8 lines before the end, of 10 lines before the end of the page. Mezum L'chaya L'maba is the first words on the line. So we're going to discuss how some details about being Mekel Rosh, Keneged, the Beis HaMikdash, and Keneged Yerushalayim, and how a person should be careful in how their Beis HaKisei is positioned. Then the Gemara is going to tell us three different stories about Talmidim that seem to invade the Rebbeim's privacy in order to Torah Hivalulmar Anitzarech, with the excuse that they need to learn Torah even in such contexts. And then the Gemara is going to give 5 reasons why it is that when a person wipes themselves after using the Beis HaKisei, to dafka use the left hand and not the right hand. And most of the daf is going to be about the Beis HaKisei. We're going to talk about protection from Azikin in the Beis HaKisei, General Tznius in the Beis HaKisei, and then that's going to lead us into a discussion about the Tznius of Shaul HaMelech, that his Tznius reflected itself in the way he used the Beis HaKisei, and ultimately it saved his life. The Gemara is going to talk about David HaMelech calling Hashem a Mesis, and because of that, he made the mistake of counting the Jewish people, which caused a plague. Then at the end of the daf, we're going to discuss some of the halachos of making a shul into a shortcut, that a person, generally speaking, with a few exceptions that the Gemara is going to tell us, is not allowed to make a shul into a shortcut, and other halachos that relate to either the harabayis or a shul, and trying to figure out which halachos of kavod apply to both harabayis and the shul, and which apply only to the harabayis and not to a shul. So let's begin again. Samach Aleph Amud Beis. We are at Lo Yechal Adam Es Rosho Keneged Shara Mizrach Shumuchuvim Keneged Beis Kadshei Hakadoshim. That a person shouldn't have Kalus Rosh across from the eastern gate, which is Mechuvim, which is directly across from the Kodesh Hakadoshim. So Amrav Yidam Rav Lo Amru Elamin Atzof Melufnim Uber Roeh. That's only if you are close enough to the Makom HaMikdash that you're from the place where you could see it. Tzofim is a place where you could still see the Harabayis. So anywhere from there and closer, and provided that you have a direct line of sight, that's where you have to be careful not to be Mekel Rosh. Itmar Nami Yam Rabbi Abba B'Reid Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Hachi Yam Rabbi Yochanan Lo Amru El Min Atzof Mufnim Uberoeh U'B'She'ein Goder. He adds 2 more qualifications. And also that there's no wall that's mafsik between you and the Harabais, but if there were a wall to be mafsik between you and the Harabais, it would not be a problem. Ubizman Shashkin Shara. And also it's only when the Beis HaMikdash is still around. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, then it's mutter. That's how Rashi seems to imply that it's both Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. However, the Rashash on Rashi quotes a Gemara in Yuma that tells us Shor Sashkina in Bayis Sheni, that there was no Ashras Hashchina in Bayis Sheni, and based on that, the Rashash says, Rabbi Abba B'Reid Rabbi Chiya meant that the Isser is only during the Zman of Bayis Rishon, when we had a Ashras Hashchina. So how could it be that he's teaching a halacha that's not Nogea B'Zman HaZeh B'Chlal? So he says Rashash, that's not a problem, until Ziyantav writes in Meseches Para that we find many Mishnayos that have dinim that were only Noeg before even the Beis HaMikdash was built. So Mishnayos sometimes will teach us halachos that are not necessarily applicable for all generations. Tanan Rabbanan, Hanifna B'Yehuda, if someone is using the bathroom in Yehuda, Le'ipana Mizrach Umar, if he should not do it in an eastern-western direction, where he's facing toward the Mizrach and his back toward the Marav, or the opposite. So, because when a person relieves himself, he has to expose a little bit in front of his body and a little bit in the back of his body, so neither of those, neither the front of his body nor the back of his body should be exposed toward Yerushalayim. Elat Safon Vidarim, it should be north-south. Begalil Yipana El Mizrach Umarav. And in Galil, it should only be east-west. Rabbi Yossi Matir, but Rabbi Yossi was Matir to go both in Yehuda and Galil, whichever way you want. Shei Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Asu Ela, Peroa, Ubimakom Shein Sham Gadar, Ubizman Shashchina Shora, that it's only going to be an Isser when it's during the time of the Beis HaMikdash and when you're within eyesight of the Mikdash. But V'cham Mosum, V'cham said, no, you're not allowed to use the bathroom connected to Yerushalayim, whether you can see the Arabayas from there or whether not, whether you can't see it, and whether the Beis HaMikdash is Kayam or whether it's Bizman Hazeh. So Frakta Gemara, V'cham Hainu Tanakama, V'cham are saying the exact same thing as the Tanakama. Tanakama also was not mechalik between seeing the harabayis and not seeing the harabayis, between zman habayis and zman hazeh. So you could be nayut stud, and the difference between the Tanakam and the Chachamim is those areas in Yehuda that are not directly east-west of Yerushalayim, but a little bit off to the side, that are a little bit angled toward the south, let's say, or toward the north, and or similarly, the places in Galil that are not directly north-south, but a little bit toward the east, a little bit angled toward the west. So the Tanakam says, Hanif be Yehuda. Sounds like anywhere in Eretz Yehuda, even if it's not a direct line, even if it's off at an angle. And when he says Begalil, also sounds anywhere in the Galil. Whereas Chum say connected Yerushalayim Mamish, but not Minat Stad. Minat Stad is going to be Mutter. Tanya Idach, we have another Braisa. Nifna be Yehuda Le Yipana Mizrach Umarav. Someone using the bathroom in Yehuda should not do so east west. Ella Tzafon Vidarim, only north south. Begalil Tzafon Vidarim Aser Mizrach Umarav Mutter. And Galil, it's the opposite. Tzafon Vidarim is Aser. But Mizrach Umarav is Mutter. Rabbi Yossi Matir, Shai Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Asu El Barawa. Rabbi Yossi is Matir because Rabbi Yossi holds that the only Isra is when you could see the Arabayas from there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bizman Shabesim Mishkayim Asu, Bizman Shein Besim Mishkayim Mutter. Then Rabbi Yehuda adds that it's Mutter Bizman Hazem when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva Omer Bechol Makom. Rabbi Akiva says that Oser Bechol Makom. Rabbi Akiva Asers when your back is toward the Mizrach and your face is toward the Marav Bechol Makom. So Rabbi Akiva Hayna Tanakama says Gemara. Rabbi Akiva who Asers Mizrach Marav, even if you're far away from Yerushalayim, is saying the same thing as the Tanakama. Tanakama was also not Mechalik whether you could see or not see. So you could be Nayu Chutz La'aretz. No, this is a bigger Chumra Nafkamin. Is what about Chutzlars? Tanakama holds that Yehuda and Begalil is Aser. Rabbi Akiva says Bekal Makom, meaning even in Chutzlaretz, it's Aser when it's Keneged Yerushalayim. Rabba Avushadin Le Bnei Mizrach Umarav, Livnei Mizrach Umarav. Rabba used to set up the bricks that made up the Beis Hakisei that they would sit on to use the Beis Hakisei and in an east west direction. So Azal Abaye took the bricks and Shadinu Tzafon Vidarom and he moved them around Tzafon Vidarom in a way that that's the opposite way that Rabba had set them up. Why did Abaye do it? Because Bavel is to the Mizrach of Eretz Yisrael. So he wanted to see, is Rabba going to be makbid about this? Meaning, on the one hand, Abai is going to put it in the wrong direction. But on the other hand, they're in Chutz La'aretz, so maybe he's not makbid in Chutz La'aretz. So all Rabba then came back to the Beis HaKisei Tartzinu, and he put them back in their original spot. So Amar Manhai to Kamitsarili. He says, who's bothering me to make me put it back the way it was? Anak Rabbi Akiva Svirili, Damar B'chol Malkom Asur. I hold like Rabbi Akiva, who says that it's Asur everywhere. So you see that Abaye was able to discover what he wanted to discover, that Rabba was in fact makbid about this anywhere in the world that's directly across from Yerushalayim. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Akiva. Pamachas nechnas diachar Rabbi Yishol beis Hakisei. So Gemara tells three stories now about Talmidim seeming to invade a Rebbe's privacy. So Rabbi Akiva says, one time I followed my Rabbi Yishol to the beis Hakisei. V'lamadti menushol shadvarim. And seeing how he acted in the beis Hakisei, I learned three things. V'lamadti shei nifnin mizrach umarav el tzaf v'darim. First of all, I learned that in Eretz Yehuda, even bizman hazeh, you're not allowed to use the bathroom in an east-west direction, only in a north-south direction. And I also learned that one should not be megala his body, he should not expose his body while standing, he should only do that while he's already sitting, so that he could be more tsanua. And I also learned that when one wipes themselves, they have to do it with the left hand and not with the right hand. So Amalei Ben Azeh said to Rabbi Akiva, Ad kani yasa penecha barabcha, you followed your Rabbi into the bathroom in such azus. So Amalei, Torah hivalim alani tzarech. Yeah, that's a little bit of chutzpah, but Torah evil tzarich, so it's, I have to learn, and the only way to learn is by seeing how our zakenim behave. Tanya ben Azai Omer, and then there was another brice where ben Azai said, ben Azai was the one that challenged Rabbi Akiva, how could you do this? So ben Azai says, pamachas nechnasti achar Rabbi Akiva lebeis HaKisei. That one time I followed Rabbi Akiva into the Beis HaKisei. So the ben Azai was the Talmud following Rabbi Akiva. In the first story, Rabbi Akiva was the Talmud following his Rabbi, Rabbi Yoshua. So he says, I followed Rabbi Akiva into the Beis HaKisei. Lamati menu shlosh dvarim, and I learned three things from him. Lamati shei nifnin mizrachumar revel tzav. I learned that you don't go to the bathroom east west, you only go north south. And I learned that you have to only expose yourself once you're sitting down. And to wipe yourself with your left hand. So Rabbi Yehuda said to Ben Azai, Ad kani yasa penecha barabcha, such azul, such chutzpah that you go into the Beis HaKisei with your Rebbe. Amalot Torah hi v'lil marani tzarech. So again, he said it's Torah and lil marani tzarech. The Achronim are bothered. Rishonim are already bothered. Which ma'isa happened first? Meaning Ben Azai already learned from Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva told him the ma'isa with his own Rebbe. So why did Ben Azai have to follow Rabbi Akiva into the bathroom to learn all of these things? So the Arzurua says that first the ma'isa with Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva, the first ma'isa happened first, and the second ma'isa happened second, because Rabbi Akiva must have already known these halachos when Ben Azai learned them from him. But Rabbi Akiva didn't tell Ben Azai these halachos until Ben Azai had followed Rabbi Akiva into the bathroom. So the Maisa of when Rabbi Akiva followed the Rabbi Yeshua into the bathroom happened earlier, because obviously Rabbi Akiva knew these halachos, but Rabbi Akiva must have not taught these halachos to Ben Azai, because had he taught them to him, then Ben Azai would not have had to follow Rabbi Akiva into the bathroom. Rav Kana al gana tute puri derav. Rav Kahana went and he lied down underneath the bed of Rav's bedroom with his wife. So Shami desach v'sachak v'asa trachav, and he heard that Rav was speaking sicha betela with his wife, and he was lightheaded with his wife in order to be meratze her for tashmish, which is a halacha that a person is supposed to do, that you have to be meratze his ishto kodem atashmish. So he heard his wife doing that. So he heard Rav doing that. So Amaleis Rav Kana said to Rav from under the bed, dummy pume da'aba k'delo sarv tavshila. You sound like you're a person who's never eaten cooked food before, meaning you're acting in such a way with expressing such words of taiva that it seems inappropriate. You're a gadol hador, who talks that way? So Rav said to Rav Kana, Kahana, hacha'at, you're here? What are you doing here? Puk, get out of here. Delav arachara, this is not derech eretz that you should be in the bedroom. So Rav Kana said, Torah hiva l'marani tzarech, that hilchas tashmish are also Torah, and l'marani tzarech, I need to learn halachos as well. Rav Kana must have known that it was a lel ona or a lel tvila, and that's why he came to learn these halachos. So the Marsha wonders why Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai and Rav Kana had to go into this makom tznius. They could have just asked the Rebbeim these halachos, meaning give me a lesson, a chasim class. What's supposed to be done in the bedroom? Why do they have to go? So the Marsha says that miluchachila they never thought that there were halachos about these things. The fact that they followed the Rebbeim was to see that maybe that there is something that they're supposed to be makbid about, but they didn't realize that this is something that you could have a shir about, that someone could actually give a shir about. Now that maybe that's the lesson of the Gemara, that these are areas of halacha that can be taught, maybe not doresh barabim about some of these things, but from a Rebbe to a Talmud, it can be taught in a proper way, and it doesn't have to be through the invasion of someone's privacy. And there are a number of lessons from here that you see that is appropriate, that in the privacy of one's bedroom to speak in a certain way that you would never expect a Rav or whatever the Gadol Adar to speak, because he's supposed to live a normal life with his wife, and he's supposed to be Meratzeh Zishto v'chulei, but it has to be done in the right context. And then we had said, why is it that one of the three lessons that they learned in the Beis HaKisei was to only wipe with the left hand? Why not to wipe with the right hand? Most people are right-handed, so why can't they wipe with the right hand? So five explanations. Amar Rava, number one, Mnei Shatar The Torah was given with the right hand because it says miyamino, from the right hand, eshtas. Eshtas is the fiery law. So that means the Torah. The Torah is called eshtas. This is the second time we already had that I can recall in this Masechta that we referred to the Torah as esh. We had back on Daf Chav Beis. Ma esh eina mekabel tumah, af divrei Torah are eina mekabelim tumah. So that's one explanation. Rabbi Rav Chana Amar, second explanation, v'shi krov lepeh, that people are always putting their hands to their mouth, their right hand to the mouth. They eat with the right hand. So it's unsanitary that a person is going to wipe themselves with the same hand that they eat with. Right now everyone is learning how to behave in a more sanitary way. So one of the things they tell you, don't touch your face too much, don't put your hand to your face. So the hand that's always going to be brought to the face should not be the hand that a person uses to wipe themselves with. And number three, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, kosher but tefillin. The right hand is used to tie the tefillin. Wait, the tefillin goes on the left hand. So it's the right hand that's doing the kshira. So you have to say that even though the tefillin is going on the left hand, the Marsha points out, the ikur maisa mitzvah is the kshira. And the kshartim is fulfilled by using your right hand to be kosher the tefillin onto the left hand. The levushe sarad on the side of the shulchan aruch, on the side of the taz, says that it's also, we're talking about hands and not arms. The left arm gets the tefillin, but the right hand is more involved in the tefillin. It's just the ritzuos that are just hanging down on the left hand, but it's the right hand that handles the entirety of the tefillin as it ties it on to the left hand. And the Magen Avraham just points out in the name of the Shlach Kadosh that nevertheless, even though you're going to wipe with the left hand, it should not be with the etzba ha'emtsayis of the yad smol. It should not be with the middle finger of the left hand, because the minhag is to wrap the tefillin straps, wrap the ritzuos around that finger. So even when you're using your left hand, because it's not the one that does the tying of the tefillin, you try to avoid the finger that is used for the tefillin itself. A fourth explanation of why dafka wiping with the left, of Nachman Yitzchak, Amrei Shemara Batah Meitorah. The minhag is when people would get an aliyah, so the minhag used to be that whoever gets the aliyah has to lane. Not everybody was so well prepared and knew all of the trap by heart, so they would have a gabbai next to the balkori making hand signals of the trap. Sometimes he'd like there are bar mitzvah teachers that teach the kids these signals, and they'll do these hand signals. So they do that with the right hand. Apparently, it was that was the accepted practice, that they do all the hand signals of the trap with the right hand. So since they do that with the right hand, it would be disrespectful to wipe with the right hand. Kitanai, so says Gemara, and there's a machlokes tanaim about this, and in this brisa that we're about to introduce, a fifth shita is going to be introduced. Rabbi Lazar Mnesha Ochaba, that we already saw, that's because you eat with. Rabbi Shor Mnesha Kosev Ba, and that's a new one, that because you write with it, you write Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos with the right hand, so that's why the right hand is more respectful. Rabbi Kiva Mnesha Marabatame Torah, and Rabbi Kiva says, because you show the trap with the right hand. So those are five explanations as to why it is that one wipes with the left and not with the right. So now, once we're on the topic of Beis HaKisei, a number of issues relating to tznius in the Beis HaKisei. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai, Kala tznua be Beis HaKisei nitzal mishlosh dvarim. Anyone who's tznua in the Beis HaKisei is saved from three important things, min hanachashim, min akrabim, min hamazikin. And Rashi explains that all of these things are commonly found in a Beis HaKisei and can damage people who enter the Beis HaKisei. But when a person is a tznua in the Beis HaKisei, so every movement that he makes is done more benachas. It's not done in such an expressive way. It's done more b'shtika, and the nechashim and the akrabim are not going to be startled, because a person who's tsenua doesn't act in a way that startles anybody. So if they're not going to be startled, they're not going to hurt him. And the shadim are going to have rachmanos because of the maila of tsenius. That's more a ruchnius thing. But the way Rashi understands is that the first two, the nechashim and the akrabim, it's more a physical thing, that if a person acts in a way that's not as jarring to the snakes, so then they're not going to react to it. And the last one is more of a spiritual thing. The Marsha says, no, it's all spiritual, that a person who is tsenua is zocha to the shmira of the malachim that are malava a person at every moment. And when he's not tsenua, the malachim will abandon him. And we had this Gemara in Daf Samach, where the Gemara says that before a person enters Beis HaKisei, shamruni vazruni, he has a conversation with the malachim to please protect him. So if he's tsenua, the malachim will do that. The yesh amrim afchalam osam yishavim love. And some say that a person who acts b'tzniyus in a beis hakisei, even he won't even have frightening dreams. Who beis hakisei David b'tveria? There was a certain beis hakisei in Tveria. Ki avayli b'tre, afilu b'yimama mitazki. See, normally mazik can only attack people that are alone, and they only attack at night. There was such a beis hakisei in Tveria that the mazikim were so terrible over there that even if two people would go together and they would go during the daytime, they would still be damaged. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, they would go in all alone. Velomitaski, nothing happened to them. Samuel Rabbanim, Lomustafisu, aren't you afraid? Samuel, they said, Anam Kabbalah Gamrinan. We have a Kabbalah of how to behave in the Beis Hakisei where nothing's going to happen to us. Kabbalah the Beis Hakisei Tzniusa Ushtikusa. Our Masorah about how to behave in the Beis Hakisei is to be Tzanua and to be quiet. So if each of us goes in alone, Tzniyus, and no one's going to see anybody else using the Beis Hakisei, and we're not going to talk to each other, so then it's going to be fine. Kabbalah de Yisurim, we have another Masorah from our Rebbeim, how to act when there are Yisurim, when a person is suffering, Shtikusa Umi Bay Rachmi, that a person should not be Mevayit be Yisurim, he has to be Mekabel de Yisurim Ba'ava, B'shtika, you don't start questioning the Yisurim, why me, why did this happen, and how could God do this to me? You accept the Yisurim B'shtikusa, and you daven. That's the ikar when it comes to Yisurim. Remember recently when discussing some of the terrible attacks, the anti-Semitic attacks that happened in New York. So I sent out an email to the shul that said we have to remember to daven, meaning the ikar is always to daven. Of course, security and everything else, we have to daven. So someone said to me, yeah, davening, but what can we really do? So a Jew has to believe that's what we can really do. Whatever else, that's something else. What we can really do is we can daven. Everything else, is a person has to be a mamin. A person has to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abayim Rabbi Le'ime Imra Lemeil Ba'adil Beis HaKisei. Abayi's mother had a sheep. She had trained a sheep to go with him into the Beis HaKisei. Whenever it says Abayi's mother, the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin tells us it was not Abayi's mother. It was Abayi's adoptive mother. It was not his birth mother because Abayi didn't have parents. Abayi was an orphan. But it always refers to Abaye's mother. It means the woman that had raised Abaye. That's what Shlomo Kluger writes in the beginning of Evin Ezer. If a person is Rachman Tzlan, unable to have children, there's a partial kiyum mitzvah of Puruvu to be Megadel Yisomim B'toch Beso, to raise children. So a person adopts a child and they raise them. That's also partial kiyum mitzvah of Puruvu. And you see that it's referred to as an aim. That's what the Maral writes in Chumash, that the astrologers of Paro, they saw that they decided one day that they're going to have to throw the Mitzri babies into the Yam also, because they couldn't tell if it was a Mitzri, if it was a child of a Mitzri or a child of a Yisrael. So the Maral says, yeah, because he was both. He was raised by a Mitzri woman, and that makes Moshe Rabbeinu the ben of a Mitzri woman, that it's actual, it becomes like a parent-child relationship. So anyway, says Gemara v'Rabbi Le'Gadya, why a sheep? Why not a goat? So Sir B'Sir Michlef, the shade of the Beis HaKisei has a tzura of a seir, so he didn't want to confuse the two, and Abai would think that meaning the seir of that's the shade is going to leave with him, and he's going to think that it's his protective seir, and it's going to be the one that's actually out to get him. So Rava Mikami David Resha, Rava before he became a Rosh Yeshiva, when he would go to the Beis HaKisei, Makark Shle Bas Rav Chista Amzuga Belkana, the Bas Rav Chista, his wife used to shake a rattle like a grogger when he was in the Beis HaKisei. Say to chase away the mazikim. Basa de Malach, after he became Rosh Yeshiva, so Avdele Kavsa Uman Chale Yada Areshe. She instead made a window that went right out to the Beis HaKisei, and she would put a hand on his head so that he wouldn't be alone in the Beis HaKisei, because he needed a greater level of protection once he became a Rosh Yeshiva. Now, this is the Arzarua points out that it's interesting. We said back on Daf Hey that Kriya Shema Alamita is a Cherev Shel Shtei Pios Biyado to ward off all the mazikin, but that Talmidei Chacham don't need to say Kriya Shema Alamita to ward off the Mazikim. Mazikim don't bother Talmidei Chacham. And over here we're saying, oh, once he becomes a Rosh Yeshiva, then the Mazikim are really after him once he becomes a Rosh Yeshiva. So which is it? So he says that it's since Beis HaKisei is a Makom HaTinofes, so the whole protection for Talmidei Chacham is their Torah. But in Makom HaTinofes, he's not allowed to be Mahar B'Divrei Torah. So now the Talmud Chacham, he is a person of prominence because he's a Rosh Yeshiva, but he now doesn't have the Torah to protect him. So Mele, it's going to be a greater hazard. But but when Talmud Chacham is al mitaso, so he has hirurei divrei Torah, right? That's what we learned in the text of the Hamapil that we say that we even say in Chalki Besora Secha that he's always being maharet Torah, divrei Torah, even on his bed, even in his dreams. Amar Ula Achorei Agadar Nifna Miyad. A person who goes behind a fence, behind a wall, can go to the bathroom right there. Ubabika calls man shemis atesh vein chaver shomea. And if he's out in an open area, so it has to be where someone can't hear the sounds of him using the bathroom. Isi bar nasan masni hachi. Isi bar nasan learnt as follows. Achorei Agadar calls man shemis atesh vein chaver shomea. Even behind the fence, it has to be far enough away that people can't hear him. Ubabika calls man shemis chaver roehu. But if he's out in an open field, it has to be where people can't even see him. He's that far away. So Meisveisa asked the Gemara on Isi Bar Naslan that in Meseches Taharos we learned when it comes to guarding Taharos. So there used to be Amei Aretz that maybe would work in the Aleph Press. So you had to have a Shomer, you had to have a Mashkiach to make sure that they're not Metamei all of the oil. So what if the Mashkiach has to go to the bathroom at some point? So Yosin Pesach Meisabad V'nifna Al-Chorei Goder V'hein Taharin. The Mashkiach could just go behind the fence and they're Tahar. So you see that you're allowed to go even though l'chora they could be heard from there. So says Mar b'taros hikilu. You're right. Normally you wouldn't be allowed to do that, but in order to keep the taros tahar, the mashkiach couldn't go too far away. So they had to be makel that he could just go behind the fence. Tashma, another raya against Isi Bar Nasan from the safe of that Mishnah taros. Kami yirchuku v'yu taren. How far could the shomer go and the shemen will still remain tahar? Kadesh yehero ehu. Only so far as the shomer could still see the yama aretz and still catch if he's going to be nogea b'shemen. So since he can't go further than that, if he has to go to the bathroom and there's no fence there's no wall there, so he's allowed to go al pnei asada, even though he's they're able to see each other. So don't you see that you don't have to go far away by a bikkat where you can't even see each other? So shiny ochli taros akilu b'rabbanan. Now ochli taros is different because the rabbanan are more makil for the shomrim in order to maintain the integrity of the oil, of the tahara of the oil. Or Ravashi Amar, another answer, that it's not a kasha on Isi Bar Nasan from the Sefer of the Mishnah. My Kalzman Shein Chaveru Roa Deka Amar Isi Bar Nasan, when he says Kalzman Shein Chaveru Roa, it means Kalzman Shein Chaveru Roa is Peruo. Avaldei Chazilei. There's a difference between seeing the basic form of a person and seeing the person's nakedness. So we have to be far enough away that they shouldn't be able to see that he's exposed, but they should still be able to see the basic form of the person himself. That's how far away he should be when he uses the bathroom. So Gemara brings another meiser relating to tzniyas in a beis hakisei. Hu saptan de nachs kamed Rav Nachman. There was a saptan, a person saying a eulogy when Rav Nachman was in attendance. So Amar haitzenua bor chosav hava, and the eulogizer said this person it was very tzenua in how he conducted himself. So Amar le Rav Nachman atayot ba'adei lebeis hakisei v'yadati tzenua ilo. So Rav Nachman called him out on that. He said, how do you know how tzenua he was? Did you follow him into the beis hakisei to know whether he was tzenua or not? The tiny in current tzenua lemisha tzenua bebeis hakisei. You can't call someone a tzenua unless he was tzenua bebeis hakisei. So says Rav Nachman. The guy's saying a hesped, let him say the hesped. What do you have to hack that maybe he's not as tzenu as you think he was? What do you have to challenge him for? No, because it's on everybody else's cheshbon. They pay back in Bezer Shalmaila from the mason when the hesped is about things that the guy didn't do. Meaning, if you say things that a mason told him that the person didn't do, so it's going to be a punishment, it's going to be the downfall of such a person. Rav Steinman's a of Racha in his tzava'ah, which was violated approximately 3 seconds after he died. In his tzava'ah, he said that no one should give any aspedim and they shouldn't say great things because he wrote, because I'm afraid of what it's going to do to me up in Shemayim. Okay, so Steinman and Mestam were pretty safe, but that was the fear that he had, that if you say things that aren't true, then it'll be nefrayim from the mace, so, and from the saptanim themselves, and from all the people in attendance that are on a that answer after the Sabtanim. There is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Yarden, Mishin Mem Dalid, that a person is not allowed to be meshaker in a hesped, that you're not allowed to tell a lie in a hesped. But Shulchan Aruch says, but you can exaggerate a little bit. You can exaggerate.
Actually,
so what?
Actually,
Right. So you're allowed to exaggerate a little bit, but you're not allowed to tell lies. So the achronim on the page are wonder what's the difference between exaggeration and a lie. An exaggeration is a little lie, and a lie is a big lie. So the Taz explains that you can say certain things that didn't necessarily happen, but fit the character of the person. That had that situation come up, then he would have done. He didn't necessarily face every nisayon, and other achronim explain that you didn't see everything, meaning if you know the basic character and you build on those traits that he excelled at, so probably he excelled at it in ways that you didn't see yourself either. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Eze Tzenua. I think in Chabad they don't give Hespedim because they're afraid of that they're not going to be Maspid Karaui in one direction or the other. They'll either be Magzim too much or they're not going to say enough. Tanu Rabbanan, Eze Tzenua. Nifna B'layla B'makam Shenifna B'yom. A Tzenua is someone who uses the bathroom at night in the same place that he does during the day. I mean, even though it's dark at night, he's still careful. So Eini, is that really so? That's what you're supposed to do? V'amra V'idam Rav, L'ol M'yanagad M'satzmo, Shachas Arvis, Kedesh. A person should always train himself to use the bathroom before it gets light outside and after it gets dark outside, in order that he shouldn't have to go too far to use the bathroom. The su Rava bi mama va azal ad mil. Rava during the daytime would go up until a mil to use the bathroom. Belayla amalei l'shame panuli duchta berchava demasa. And at night he would say clear some space in the middle of Central Avenue. It didn't matter because it's nighttime, no one's around anyway. V'chein amalei Rabbi Zera l'shame. Just see if there's anyone in the backyard of the Beis Medrash, because I need to use the bathroom. Apparently he wasn't traveling a great distance. I mean, there is a great advantage to have a Beis HaKisei that is Karov. It's considered to be dangerous for a person to hold themselves in for too long. The Gemara had said way back, I think on Daf Ches, that a person should daven for these things that are things that require an immediate response, is having a Beis HaKisei nearby when a person needs one. So that's why the Gemara is suggesting better to train yourself to go at night when you don't need to travel too far for a basic kisei. But bottom line is, you see that there are different standards of how far you have to go. And not like we said that it's proper tznius to go as far away at night as you do during the day. So lo tema b'makom ele'ema kiderech shenifnam b'yom. Now, you don't have to go as far at night, but you should still conduct yourself with a sense of tznius to not expose oneself until they're sitting v'chulei. Ravashi amar afilu tema b'makom. It even means b'makom k'lo nitzcha l'keren. But it doesn't mean as far away. It means just like when you go during the day, you find a corner somewhere. When you go during the night, maybe it doesn't have to be as far away from the city, but find a corner somewhere. Don't go right in the middle of an open area. Gufa, Amar Rav Yudom Rav, the Olam Yana Gad Adam Esatzmo Shachas Harvest Kedei Shelo Yitzarich Liisrachik Tari Nami Achi Ben Azi Amar Hashkei Vitzei Harei Vitzei Kedei Shelo Tisrachik. So again, highlighting that idea that a person should train himself to use the bathroom when it's still dark outside and after dark, so that you won't have to go too far. Mishamesh v'shev v'al teshev v'tamashmesh. A person should be mashmesh. He should first open his pita ba'as. They used to open themselves up. So he should do that before he sits down, and not in the reverse order. Shekali yoshev v'mashmesh afilu osin k'shafim baspam yabayin alav. Because it makes a person subject to kishuv. V'yanshi v'yosev v'acharkak mishamesh maitakante. And if he did it wrong, and he did it in the wrong order, what could he do now at this point to protect himself? So kikoy le mahachi, when he gets up after he's also tzrachav, he should say the following: loli loli, that you can't affect me. Lo tachim, not kishuf that's called tachim and not kishuf that's called tachtim. Lo hani v'lo mehani, not all of it and not some of it. Lo charshi decharash v'lo charshi decharasta, not any kishuf of any kind. And through that, through saying such a statement, he's going to be saved from the mazikin. Tanya, Benazay Omer, Al Kol Mishkav Shchav Chutz Min HaKarka. You can lie down anywhere, but not on the ground. Al Kol Moshav Shev Chutz Min HaKori. You can sit on anything, but not on a beam. Omer Shmuel, Shinab Amud HaShachar. If you sleep during Amud HaShachar, it's very healthy. Ka'astam Al Parzala, like something that hardens iron. Yitziyab Amud HaShachar, going out to use the bathroom in Amud HaShachar, also Ka'astam Al Parzala, is very good for the body. Bar Kapara Av Mazmin Mili B'dinari. Bar Kapara used to sell wise sayings for money. money. Meaning, even though the halacha is that you're not allowed to take money for teaching Torah, but certain wisdom that he was able to glean that are not technically Talmud Torah, that you're allowed to charge for. So ad kafnas echol, so he would say you should eat when you're still hungry, meaning don't wait till the hunger subsides. Ad tzachashasi, when you're thirsty, you should drink, meaning listen to your body. That's what they tell you, that if you're don't just eat because it's lunchtime necessarily. Eat when you're hungry, and eat when and drink when you're thirsty. You have to listen to your body. Ad deratcha kederecha shafoch, and when your pot is boiling, you should spill it out. That's a lishna ma'aliyah, means that if you have to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. Don't hold it in and wait till you don't have to go anymore. Karna karya baromi, when you hear the sound of the horns in Rome, which is a simon that that people are interested in buying figs. Bar mazmenteini teini davu chazabin. If your father's a fig salesman, you should go sell his figs, even though he's not around to give you approval for it, but he wants to sell it at a time where the market is available. So when you go into the pathways, the small pathways of Mechuzah to go to the fields outside of the city, so don't look on either side of the paths, because sometimes people are using the bathroom on the sides of the paths, and it's not nice to look at them while they're using the bathroom. Rav Safra Ola Beis HaKisei, Asar Rabbi Abba Nachar Le'abava. Rav Safra went to the Beis HaKisei, and Rabbi Abba came and he knocked on the door. So Amar Le'i, so he said to Rabbi Abba, Le'i Omar, come right in! So Basra Dinafik, after Rav Safra left the Beis HaKisei, Amar Le'i, Rabbi Abba said, Hashta Lo'i Alta L'Seir, U'gamar Tuch L'Mili D'Seir, you're not even in Rome, and you're acting like the Romans. Lav Hachi Tanan, don't we know from the Mishnah Maseches Tamid that Madura, they used to have a bonfire, Hois Hashem, that was in a tunnel in the Harabayis, Ubeis Hakisei Shel Kavod, and there was a Beis Hakisei Shel Kavod over there. Why is it called the Beis Hakisei Shel Kavod? What was its Kavod? Mitzau Na'ul, that if you found the door was locked, Biyodua Sheyesh Abadim, then you knew that there was a person there, and you knew not to bother, not to knock on the door, not to, because someone was using, it was occupied. There was that sign, occupied. Mitzau Pasuach, if you saw that it was open, Biyodua Sheyesh Abadim, then you knew that the green light was on by the airplane. You knew that it was, that there was no person there. So see, it's not derech eretz to speak in the Beis HaKisei. That's why his kavod is that no one had to speak, no one had to say I'm in here. It was there was a sign on the door that if the door was locked, then you knew that someone was in there. So why are you saying Le'il Mar that I should come in? So Behusa Bar Mesukanu, he thought that he was in danger. That Rabbi Abba was Mesukan. That if a person holds themselves in after the waste is already on its way out of the body, it could be very dangerous. Rav Lazar al Beis HaKisei asa ahud roma adachke. A certain Roman came and pushed Rav Lazar away, and he sat in his place. Come Rabbi Elazar v'nafak. Rav Lazar left. What's he going to do? He's not going to fight with the Roman. Asa darkona shamte lekarkashe. So a snake came and went up the Roman's body and pulled out his kishkas. So kari alei Rav Lazar ve'atein adam tachtecha. So Rav Lazar said about himself, the pasuk in Yeshayahu, that when Klal Yisrael is machas v'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu, because he loves him so much, he's shofei chamaso al agayim instead on the Jewish people. Al tikri adam el Edom. So he says al tikri adam el Edom. It was a Roman. It was an Edomite that took the hit for me. Va'amar lahargecha v'tachas alecha. Va'amar v'amarti mi ba'ilei. This is talking about when Shaul was chasing after David to kill him. So Shaul goes into a ma'ara to relieve himself, and David was hiding in that ma'ara. So David's men say, here's the opportunity, kill him. But he didn't kill him. Instead, he just cut off a corner of his beged. So after Shaul left, David said to him, V'amar la'argucha v'tachas alecha. So V'amar, v'martimi b'ile. He should have said, I said that I should kill you. V'tachas, but I had rachmanus. V'chastimi b'ile. He should have said, v'chasti, I had rachmanus. So who's the Amar and who's the Chas? Amar Blazer, Amar lo David the Shaul. What David was telling Shaul was, Min haTorah ben ariga ata, shari rodef ata. Really, I had every right to kill you because you're a rodef. V'haTorah Amar bala chash came lahargo, that if someone comes to kill you, you have to kill him first. Abab machteres. El tznius shayis abachi chas alecha. But it's your tznius that protected you. Rabbi Yaakov Emden explained why the tznius, because Rabbi Yaakov Emden explains that based on the Gemara Megillah, you'd give him a base, that the zuchus of tznius that Shaul had, he was zocha that Esther emerged from him. And David knew that, Baruch HaKodesh, and he was nervous that Shaul had not yet had the offspring that was going to produce Esther. So it was the salvation of Klal Yisrael of Esther that caused David to spare Shaul's life. Umayhi, and what is the tznius that Shaul had? The chsiv, because the pasuk says the vayavo al gederu satzon ala derech v'shama ara vayavo Shaul seches raglav tamek gadol lufnimi gader. It was a wall inside another wall, mara lufnimi mara, a cave inside another cave, lahasech just to urinate. So Amar Blazer melami shesach chatzmo kesuka, and lahasech is a lashon of schach that he covered himself over like a sukkah. So it was with extreme tznius that he used the basic kisei. Vayakam David yechus his knafa mi'ilah shel Shaul belat Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina kolam vazas abugad m'sof einu nana mehem. Anyone who's mivazah clothing will ultimately not get benefit from the clothing. Shneamar v'amel David zaken baba yamim vechasu b'gad lo yicham lo, that David in his old age was unable to be warmed by clothing. Im Hashem es ischa bi yerech mincha. So Amar Rabbi Lazar Amar Yekodesh Baruch Hu David. David says to Shaul, oh, Hashem was mesis you against me. So Hashem says to David, mesis karisali, you're calling me a mesis? Harei ani machshilcha b'davar shafil tinok shabes rabin yodim also. I'm going to be machshil you in something that even the tinok shabes rabin know. Tzichsiv kisisas rosh b'nei yisrael v'kudehem v'nosu ish kofar nafshu. You're not allowed to count the Jewish people in a regular way. Each person has to give a machsa shekel, and then you count the machsa shekels. So miyad, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu left him in the hand of mesis, v'yamud satan al Yisrael. David was subject to the Satan, and that caused him to count the Jewish people. And when David counted them, he didn't take the machzah shekel. There was this plague that hit the Jewish people because until Eis Moed. My Eis Moed, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chatzos Mamish. That either went until the Zrikas Hadar of the carbon tamid, or until Chatzos Mamish. Okay, Beis Shem, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.